views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I am humming a happy song today, as our topic today is humming. Thank you, Benny, for steering this ship, and I hope you and all fathers out there had a wonderful Father's Day. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. In just a bit, I will be bringing on my guests, authors, and sound healing experts Jonathan and Andy Goldman to talk about their new book, which I love, called The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. This will also come with demonstrations. In the second half of the show, I'll be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over to my guests for their unique insight from their sound healing perspectives. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a brief bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. In addition to personal readings, I also do readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which was such an incredible honor. If you're interested in scheduling a session or inquiring about an event you're hosting, you can find me at Elite Tarot, which is at ELITETAROT.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show, and the card that came to mind today was the World, which is card number 21 of the Major Arcana. Now, you might say that this card has nothing to do with sound, as it reflects a person floating in a laurel wreath of victory. The card traditionally talks to the completion of one cycle and the start of a new chapter. What drew me to this card, however, for today's show is the fact that transformation occurs in a controlled, accessible environment. Often, key tools for healing change and cosmic progress can be accessed within yourself. This is just one of the many reasons why I love my guest's book so much, as I am always a big proponent of tapping into what is in your power for healing, transformation, and change. Whether you live in Tokyo, Tucson, or Tanzania, whether you live in the urban city, by the seaside, or in a rural locale, the core tool my guests will talk about, humming, is pretty much accessible to all. Here is a tool that we have had open to us, but it just took time for the benefits to fully make their awareness known. Well, let me introduce my guest who can talk a little bit better about this than I can. Jonathan Goldman is an award-winning musician, composer, writer, teacher, and chant master, an authority on sound healing, and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. He's the author of several books, including Healing Sounds, and the founder and director of the Sound Healers Association. Andy Goldman is a licensed psychotherapist specializing in holistic counseling and sound therapy, the director of the Healing Sound Seminars, co-director of Sound Healers Association, and co-author with Jonathan of Chakra Frequencies. Well, we have so much to talk about, so welcome Jonathan and Andy to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, this is Jonathan, and first and foremost, I want to thank you so much. The world said so much between Andy and myself, because you may not know this, but this is our book, The Humming Effect, is the first book that has been written about humming as a tool to transform the world, and this is the first radio show that we are doing in conjunction with the book, so that the energy goes out for new beginnings.
And Eve, wow. This is Andy, and thank you so much for this invitation. Jonathan and I have been looking very forward to your show, and that was really touched my heart when you talked about being able to get out this information to help people to transform and to just feel better. And that's what we do.
Well, this is such an honor for me, and I have so many questions, but first of all, I just loved your book, and it was just fantastic. Before we get going into a lot of the technicalities of this humming, how did you both get into this field of sound healing?
Well, Eve, I tell you, we both came at it from very different avenues and journeys. And Jonathan, I think you should talk about your journey first, and then I'll talk about mine.
Okay, Eve, I'm going to make this fast, but I'm probably a bit older than a number of people. I am indeed a child of the Woodstock Nation, and back in the late 1970s, I was playing in a rock and roll band. And for some reason, I've been playing for many years, probably close to 15 years at that time. And for some reason, as I came back from break, basically plugged in my guitar and looked at out at the audience, I became aware that the music that I was creating at the time, and I was playing with a whole band, I was playing lead guitar and singing, was helping create an ambiance of negativity and violence. And now this has nothing to do with rock and roll in general, but the specific genre of rock that I was doing. And we'll hopefully get a chance to talk about the power of intentionality in a moment. But I basically had the thought, what if music could be used to make people feel better? And then within a week, the thought basically shifted and changed. It became, what if sound could be used for healing? I gave up playing music professionally and got into researching the uses of sound for healing. And then I met Andy.
Wow.
And Eve, I myself am, as you mentioned, a psychotherapist, holistic psychotherapist, and I used a lot of main modalities for expressive therapies. And of course, sound is one of the most expressive therapies available to us. And when I met Jonathan, which I, at the time, met him and really didn't know who he was or what he did, but then found out that he worked with sound, and I had been working a little bit with sound before that with a dear friend of mine, Don Campbell, and I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He wrote the Mozart Effect. So I was involved in the world of sound and met Jonathan, and we just, spirit guided us to be together, to do this work together, and to be in partnership. And we have been doing that now for almost 25 years.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing the stories. And you know, you talked a lot about music and sound. It's a little confusing. So what is there, what is the difference between sound and music? And do we need to know this? What's important about it?
I think that this is important because basically all music is sound, but not necessarily all sound is music. For example, the clanging of Tibetan bells or certain types of strange chanting styles, for a lot of people, gives them goosebumps and the willies, and they go, oh, what did turn off that noise? So it's, you know, not all music, all music is sound, but not all sound is music or musical to people. And we really wanted to basically we've been working with sound to shift and change our vibrational levels from the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body, for so many years, when we've dealt with all sorts of different sounds that people can make. But we said, what we really, really wanted to bring this to mainstream consciousness in order to change the world. We asked ourselves, what is the simplest and easiest sound that people can make? And the answer was
to hum. And we thought, wow, sometimes right in front of us, right, you know, hidden in plain sight, is that amazing treasure. And we thought, you know what, we've been working in the field of sound for many, many years, and we really were hoping that we could get this into the mainstream. And, of course, humming is the simplest and, we think, the most profound and powerful sound that everybody, anybody can use.
You know, especially if you have a voice, for sure. But it's interesting because there are people who are like terrified of even talking in public. But, yeah. You know, sitting humming by yourself, well, everybody can do that. And, we've got a couple of little tricks that we can share immediately with you, but didn't know if you had an immediate question for us or...
Well, you know, it's really interesting because it is something that we all can do, and everybody can do it differently, and everyone can really tap into their own power in order to hum. And some of the amazing benefits that, you know, we'll be talking about in this next segment, all about what benefits this can do. And I'd love to hear some of this in motion. But we're going to take a quick break. Right now, when we come back, we've got more talking and humming to do with my guests, Jonathan and Andy Goldman, authors of The Humming Effect. Plus, we'll be doing readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guests, sound healing experts and authors, Jonathan and Andy Goldman. Their new book is called The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. I will also be doing a one-card reading shortly starting in the next break with Jonathan and Andy, offering their perspectives on the situation from that sound healing perspective. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So, Jonathan and Andy, I've got so many more questions for you. However, before we get to that, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you?
Oh, sure. Our website is HealingSounds, that's sounds with an S at the end, .com.
HealingSounds.com. And come to our website, and we have a ton of information on sound as a healing modality.
And the book apparently is available now on Amazon if anybody wants it. We just, even though the official release date is Tuesday.
And I definitely recommend people get this book just because it does provide so many wonderful bits of information. Plus, also, I love the fact that you've got studies, scientific studies mentioned in there, as well as providing links to audiobooks in terms of onto your site, so that you can, no matter where you are, you can use the tools from this book. In fact, I was getting my hair done yesterday, and I was telling my stylist about this book, saying I was having you on the show tomorrow. And she said, you know what? I've never thought about humming, and I try to meditate, but my mind gets in my way. And to even be able to focus on humming would be such a super powerful thing. And so I know that we have so many more things to talk about humming. What are some of the physical effects of humming?
Eve, I tell you that when we are doing something as simple as humming, we are creating a vibration within our bodies. We're giving ourselves an internal massage, if you will. And when we do that on a physiological level, there's a myriad of things happening, such as the oxygen in our cells increases, our blood pressure and our heart rate are lowered. There is actually an increase of melatonin. Now, we think of melatonin as something that will help us to sleep at night, which is great, but I also recently read a study where they were beginning to use melatonin as an antidepressant present. They were doing a little research on that, and that piqued my interest because I thought, when I am sounding, when I'm humming, when I'm toning, when I'm working with my own sounds, I begin to feel better. So not only does it increase our levels of melatonin, it also increases our levels of oxytocin, which is the trust hormone. And one of the major pieces is it increases levels of nitric oxide. And this is a molecule that promotes healing that is actually Jonathan's favorite molecule. he always likes to talk about nitric oxide.
A little less than a decade ago, it was named as the molecule of the year. I love this thing. I picture this little molecule going on stage and accepting a
word. I love that.
Or whatnot. But nitric oxide, as opposed to nitrous oxide, which is used in the dentist's office, but nitric oxide is what they call a vascular dilator, which means that it basically opens up the flow of blood, veins, arteries, et cetera, which is useful for anything from heart disease to we're really focusing on using it for all sorts of brain trauma, et cetera, et cetera. We think it's extremely important.
And you know, Eve, to go back to your experience yesterday with your hairdresser, you know, that she said, you know, it's really hard for her to focus and to meditate. And if one can begin to just take some nice deep breaths and really let that hum just really gently come out, that can help a person also to focus and to begin to release those stressful.
Really gently
come out. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like there's the physical. Humming does two things. It does all the physical benefits of all those things you mentioned, but it also has so many psychological benefits as well.
And those are, of course, really majorly interrelated. And I have to say that everything that Andy cited has been scientifically documented and found in peer-reviewed journals from throughout the world. And it's, pretty amazing. I mean, the fact that it reduces heart rate and respiration. So, once again, if somebody is stressed out, and they just begin to close their eyes and do what we call conscious humming, taking a couple of nice deep breaths and humming for a minute by themselves without being disturbed. It'll basically chill them out. It's almost like taking a Valium or something like that. It's just a whole lot more controllable.
And I want to emphasize that term, conscious humming, because this is something that is new to people that may be listening. When we are consciously focusing on humming, that is when we begin to experience the benefits of more profoundly. So conscious humming, I want to encourage everyone to do.
And we're going to hopefully give everybody an experience of conscious humming in our next section, not this section right now, but
yeah.
Next, just so they can do it, just as long as they're not in a car.
That good. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, it's interesting. I love the TV show Shark Tank, and they recently had on somebody pitching a floor mat that instantly calms down crying babies because it was the vibration in the mat. And I imagine it's a very similar thing because the vibration from humming, it has that calming effect. And before we go to break, would it be possible to share give us a little taste of this?
Well, what we'd like to do is play you just a little excerpt of a recording that we have called the Cosmic Hum. And that this came from the idea, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but the idea that we found out that many spiritual traditions, the initial creative sound, the sound of creation, in the beginning was the word, was actually a hum. And in fact, the om preceded the hum, and it came, om came from the hum. So we call this the cosmic hum, and this is also... Turns out that astrophysicists are now talking about not the Big Bang, but but the, you know, the hum, the, if you like, the ultimate hum that happened at the beginning of all time. So when people listen to this, you know, sound, and we're, you know, going to perhaps suggest that the idea of this particular recording, which is incidentally 71 minutes long, so we're going to play maybe 2 minutes of it at best,
perfect,
is the idea that there's this cloud, creative cloud of creation of sound coming towards you, moving over you, and going over you. But rather than talk about it, should I put it on now? What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. And this is just great. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
And here we go with the Cosmic Hum. And if you're driving, pull over.
Wow, that was lovely. Thank you for sharing that, because it was interesting. Even hearing that, I could feel that vibration associated with it.
Well, you know, vibration is everything. Even your tarot cards are vibrating.
Everything, yes, is frequency. And in fact, many, many years ago, Jonathan came up with a formula: frequency plus intent equal healing. And so that frequency, that vibration, when we focus on, you know, the intent of healing or bringing in health and happiness, that is how it works, really.
Wow. Manifestation, yeah.
Well, that was really wonderful. I got more questions for you, but we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be taking some calls, doing some readings, and talking more about humming and how it can be truly transformational for sound, for healing, health, and transformation. I'm talking with my guests, Jonathan and Andy Goldman. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a reading, or inquire about readings for an upcoming event you're hosting at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm here talking, or rather humming, with my guests, Jonathan and Andy Goldman. Their new book is called The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. And we're going to be doing some tarot card readings very shortly. However, before that, Jonathan and Andy, can you let listeners know again how they can learn more about you?
Oh, thank you, Eve. And people can reach us at our website, which is healingsounds.com. And sounds has an S at the end, healingsounds.com. And our book is available on Amazon.
Wonderful. Now, before we do have a caller, but before we get to that, you know, we've been talking about the humming and the vibrations and all the benefits from that. And I'm wondering if there's anything that we can kind of talk to in terms of an exercise that people can do in order to fully understand what does this mean?
Well, Eve, as you've looked through a book or read it and enjoyed it, you know that the book is full of all sorts of humming exercises from just beginner to really advanced. And what we'd like to do right now is just take your listeners on a very, very brief experience in their conscious humming. Now, everybody has hummed, but with this one, we're going to simply ask that you find yourself a place where you won't be disturbed. If you're driving in a car, then if you can, pull over or do not shut your eyes. If you're at home listening, close your eyes and just focus your attention. And just first check yourself out, and then we're going to do just about a minute's worth of hum. And as we hum, just check yourself out and see where you feel the hum occurring. Now, have your lips closed when you do this so that the hum is really And second of all, basically, if you have a particular intention or purpose that you'd like, you can basically manifest that with the sound.
And Jonathan, I also want to encourage people to take a nice, deep breath and take just a second or two to focus on their breathing to really let that breath support that hum.
Okay, so here we go, taking a nice, deep breath and... taking another nice deep breath. Another nice deep breath.
I feel as if the same impact of having spent 20 minutes in a thing where yoga or some sort of deep meditation, which I love, but at the same time, this is in a very quick way. It really does it slows down the heart rate, and I just feel so much more happy and just more at peace. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're most welcome.
Oh, you are welcome, and thank you for sharing your experience.
I love it. Well, let's get to our first caller, and hopefully we'll have some time. We'll be able to talk a little bit more later on in the show. But just so listeners know, I have a candle on, which is my signal to open a session. And I always like to say that it's for me. I am not a lawyer, doctor, therapist, or realtor, and that a reading should never be a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So let's get to our first caller, Patricia. Patricia, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
I'm so
glad you called in. Is there anything that I can give you some guidance, insight, clarity, and along with my guests?
Well, I've been experiencing a great entity around me constantly since 2012, and it's been attacking me mentally, emotional, physically, and sexually, and I am getting exhausted of it, and it's using my mother also, which she has passed on. So okay. I need to find more strength to fight it, get rid of it, or something.
So thank you so much for sharing that. You know, one of the things that I would encourage you to do immediately is to stop using words that are reflecting something that you are powerless against, because then what can happen is it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so even though your brain may feel that way, it's important to say, in the past, I have been dealing with this, instead of like, I am currently being kind of having pressure put on me, or I'm feeling I'm in a rut, or I'm feeling exhausted. Be sure to use those words that reflect where you want to be. And that has also magical ability to transform. You know, I'm going to go ahead, while you were talking, I pulled a card to see what we can kind of offer you in terms of some guidance and insight. But before that, I just want to say, Benny, I think what we'll do is we're just going to skip through this break and just go straight through. Thank you. So the card that I pulled was the Eight of Wands. Now, this card is really all about being in the universal flow. You know, Patricia, you are best served when you allow yourself to be led by the universe. And as I always say, go through open doors, but honor any and every red flag. The challenge comes is that we tend to get emotionally attached to something that we think is leading forward. And then when that, if that perhaps stalls, then we kind of find ourselves then with all of our energy having gone towards that one thing. This card, which shows eight wands kind of flying through the air, is basically saying to allow yourself not to attach to anything in particular right now, but to allow yourself to bless everything that's movement, and then see where the universe universe leads you. I always say we're kind of the most ungrateful children to the universe, because we're always like, universe, lead us the way. Okay, I got it. I'm in control now. No. Universe, now lead me from here. Okay, I got it. I'm back in control. So I totally understand when we feel like we've kind of put ourselves into a place where we're controlling things. And then when things don't happen the way that we are expecting, that's when things can feel so challenging. Again, make sure we're talking in that present, recognizing that you are embracing and you are looking forward to wonderful things happening, direction, guidance, and moving forward in all aspects of your life, even if your brain may fight you on it, and just to allow yourself to go through those open doors and not put any energy into things that are not moving, because then we're just taxing our energy and it's taxing to the mind, body, and spirit. Does that resonate with you, Patricia?
It does. And also, I mean, I don't know if I mentioned, I am visually impaired. So
okay.
I'm seeing, I'm just trying to find this. I am finding the strength to fight this. Something's more happening, and I don't understand it. And
Patricia,
that's why
first,
I'm calling.
Patricia, first of all, I love the fact that you started to say, I'm trying to find this, and then you changed it to, I'm finding it. Allow yourself to continue going down that path. Let me see if, particularly from a sound perspective, if there is some sound healing exercise or something that our guests might be able to also recommend as ways of kind of tapping in, and also, you know, helping guide this path to a more joyous future. Jonathan and Andy, do you have anything you'd like to add for Patricia?
We know of a gazillion different sounds that oftentimes are really useful for situations like this. But since we are talking about humming, and since this lady happens to be calling in during a humming time, I would personally like to suggest that she just take a few minutes closing her eyes, and she hums. And as she hums, she visualizes the hum, which is perhaps the original creational sound, and she visualizes this light just literally encoding her entire physical, mental, etheric, and spiritual body, and just dissipating any energy that is not wanted.
And Patricia, I would encourage you to hold that intention of surrounding yourself with positive thoughts and positive actions, and as you're humming, you know, that hum, that vibration of that sound will carry that positive intent to surround yourself with this light, this love, and ask any entity or whatever to please go to the light and leave you alone as you hum and feel that positive energy of the vibration of your hum. How
I
did,
love hmm, that.
How did that sound? Patricia, I hope that was helpful.
Patricia?
But when I was doing it with you guys, it blocked my phone. I had to turn on the...
Oh, Patricia. I'm so glad that you called in today. And know that this is an available thing to you, and I'm so glad that that was helpful for you.
She actually, unfortunately, dropped right there. So there's just so much energy thrown her way. So hopefully we can get her back. If not, yeah. I mean, we can just kind of conclude with the reading with that.
Sounds good. Patricia, if you're listening, I'm so glad that you called in today. And to please, you know, play this over again in the archive, you can hear the exercises. Or better yet, you may also want to go to our guest's website, healingsounds.com, and also get the humming effect, just because that also offers great guidance. But I definitely feel you're on your way there. Thank you so much for sharing your perspectives, Jonathan and Andy, on that.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Yeah.
You know, it's just hearing from Patricia, as right before the call dropped, she clearly was saying it was it was so powerful, and it makes me just kind of like say, well, if this was such a powerful instrument, why has this whole field been ignored for so long?
Well, particularly with the humming. By God, I was personally, Andy and I both were actually quite amazed that there was so much information about the hum, most of it from Nepal or India in terms of medical schools, et cetera, because it's not something that somebody could say, hey, you know, they say, well, I have a headache or I have a this or I have a that, and say, well, just close your eyes and hum for 5 minutes and it'll take care of that. That's not very much of a way that people can get remunerated, but it's a powerful tool.
And Eve, I know that many, many sound therapists work with the humming, work with the sound of the hum, but I think that it is such a simple, profound, powerful sound, and we just thought, I don't believe anyone out there has ever really done the extensive research and put it into a book so that people could be educated, so that people out there in the mainstream could see that this is really real and that it is very powerful and so simple.
So simple.
I love that. And one of the things that definitely got my attention was dealing with bad sinuses in this time of year. I was reading in your book how if your nose is stuffed up, and it was actually funny because I'm in the other Washington, and I was in the metro the other day, and I'm reading the book, and there's an exercise you say about holding your nose and then trying to hum and finding you're not able to do that. And so I must have been getting some interesting stares as I'm holding my nose as I'm riding in the train. But because I was in the train, the loud noise of the train masked the humming exercises that I was doing at the same time. But then you said how if your nose is stuffy, because that whole thing is interconnected, that humming could actually help to clear sinuses.
Indeed, and you know, in truth, Eve, we've been using humming since we began researching this and writing the book. We've been using it a whole lot, and you have to understand that I've been in this field for 35 years myself, and I know mantras from almost every tradition and with almost every purpose. And yet, I find that the hum, when it is sounded with an intentionality. When it's sounded with, if you want to call it belief or visualization, whatever, can do almost anything to the degree that truly we believe that in the not-too-distant future, somebody is going to do the research where they're going to find out that humming can literally create what is called neurogenesis or new connections in the brain. And this is going to be so important for people who have had strokes, suffer from Alzheimer's or whatnot. We are not medical doctors, but I tell you that this will happen. And if you've got her book, you saw that a lot of medical doctors basically said this is brilliant. And, you know, so we're really hopeful.
Well, we are very hopeful. And something that you just shared, Eve, that you were in the metro and that the sound of the train, you could really just go ahead and hum and no one could really even know you were doing that. And that is also the beauty of being able to focus on conscious humming, because if you are really stressed or feeling, you know, your emotional body is out of whack or whatever, you can be just about anywhere and begin to consciously focus on humming and feeling that vibration shift and change your body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that we, I love everything you guys are saying. I love it, love it, love it. and one thing, though, that we haven't really talked about too much, though, is the importance of breath. And I remember when I was dealing with some vocal problems and I went to a vocal coach, especially because I was about to do the radio show and my voice was all kind of crackling and everything. And I just assumed that the vocal coach would be telling me how to talk better. But instead, I was like, wait a minute, she's just talking about my breathing. And so, and how, you know, while you can hum, what is the importance of that connection with having that breath?
Well, I'll tell you, Eve, and our listeners, it is so important that we have a whole chapter in our book dedicated to breathing and conscious breathing and letting our breath, you know, doing that diaphragmatic breathing, what we call belly breathing, breathing deep into our abdomen and then letting that hum just sort of come right out and ride on our breath. And the breath is, you can't, without our breath, there is no sound. So we have to have a conscious breath in there to have that conscious hum.
Indeed. Yeah. You know, if you breathe in, you breathe out. But if you breathe out and you close your lips, you breathe in, breathe out, close your lips. So it can just occur from that so easily. But you, yeah, indeed. Breath is so important.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that piece up with one we wanted to talk about.
And in fact, in the Hindu tradition, there's basically a science of breath called pranayama. And it turns out that there is a particular practice called Brahmari pranayama, which means humming the pranayama. And literally, it is simply humming with intention while breathing deeply. And it's considered one of the most powerful sonic yoga techniques available. Very interesting.
Wow. Well, you know, I can't believe this hour has just shot by so fast, and we're about to close the show. But before we do, what's next for the two of you on your ever-evolving journeys?
Well, gosh, you're the one of the top 50
yes, but I'm not a fortune teller. We always have free will.
But, you pull the world, and we hope that the world is next.
Well, and we will be really focusing on, as much as possible, getting the word out there about our new book. We've done several book signings already. We've got several in the pipeline. And, of course, we do workshops throughout the world, and we'll be teaching in New Mexico and on.
You know, the bottom line with humming is the fact that we really trust that it will basically initiate and open up awareness of the use of sound. It's a healing modality to all sorts of people, not only people of higher consciousness, but all sorts of people in the mainstream, so that it can be used, for example, by people with post-traumatic stress disorder and all sorts of other things, which it can be effectively, and we write about it in the book. So we are hoping that this just literally spreads throughout the world as a phenomena, as a consciousness, as an awareness of using sound as a healing modality.
And I shall hold the image of the world tarot card around our book. Thank you for that, Eve.
Oh, well, I love that. And thank you both so much for coming here and sharing all of this and sharing your wisdom and sharing your heart, because it clearly was put into writing this book. Thank you both so much for being part of the show.
Oh, and thank you, Eve. It was our great delight and our great joy and pleasure, and it really was great.
Thank you. The book, again, is The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness, with our guests, Jonathan and Andy Goldman. The hour's over. I can't believe it. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our Humming Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you to one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to doing next week's show, where I'll be doing readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.